Now, turning from things that are human and human-like to the plant world, because for a long time people have said, talk to your plants, they'll grow better. And people suggested perhaps it was the carbon dioxide you were breathing all over them that made them grow better. But now there's evidence from researchers over in Korea that in fact rice plants can hear. It's a group of researchers here at the National Institute of Agriculture and Biotechnology, and it's a guy called Mi Jong Jong who's led the research in South Korea. They were interested to see whether plants would just respond to any old sounds to start with. So the first thing they did was to start by playing 14 different tracts of classical music to rice plants. One of the things they started with was Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and they failed. They didn't get any kind of response from the rice plants, and what they were doing was looking at any genes that were being turned on and off in the rice plants as the music was played. So then they started playing pure tones, and they found that when they played sounds at 125 hertz or 250 hertz at these rice plants, two genes in particular, one called RBCS and another one called ALD, turned on. They became more active. And then they found that there are certain bits of DNA next door to those two genes which seem to encode this sound responsiveness, and they could borrow those bits of DNA and put them next to other genes and make those other genes come on when they played these sounds at the rice. And why they think this is important is it might be possible to program the rice genetically so that when you play a certain sound, you unleash a certain genetic program in the plants, such as having some kind of resistance against pests or something on in the plant, but only when you play a sound. So as soon as you detect pests, you could play a sound at the rice, it would turn on its resistance mechanisms to kill the pests off, but you wouldn't waste energy killing pests off that aren't there when they aren't there, if you see what I mean.
That sounds incredible. I mean, how do they think it works? Is it vibrating some molecule in the cells?
We know plants are sensitive to the environment anyway, because they have to be sensitive to light, so they grow in the right direction towards the sun. They have to be sensitive to gravity, so that they put their roots down into the ground. So vibration, sound, it's pretty much the same as just wind effects, which plants have to be sensitive to as well, because they need to make sure they're strongest on the side facing the wind. So it could be just a manifestation of that. But at the same time, there's got to be a linkage between the outside world and which genes they've got turned on. So it looks like they've just stumbled on that and might be really useful.
But they don't like Beethoven.
Indeed.